All right, I'm up and running. By the way, it's Matt Murphy, Talk 99.5. Thanks for being there. Congratulations to the University of Alabama, the Crimson Tide. Certainly rolled last evening, taking down Ohio State, becoming the national champions of college football. This is the seventh such time that Nick Saban has accomplished this, the sixth of such time that Alabama has accomplished this in the last however many years, and the 18th time overall. Congratulations to all of you who are fans of the University of Alabama or who participate in the program. 3 minutes after 9 o'clock. Also, you can find me on social media at MeWe currently, and I'm investigating this Gab site. I didn't know a lot about the Gab site, but apparently that is a free speech believer. And I want to make sure that you understand, MeWe is not like a libertarian or conservative site. MeWe is a site that, through my research over the last several days, because I did a little of this over the weekend, it is a site that believes in the First Amendment. And well, even beyond the First Amendment, which applies primarily to government, it believes in free speech, and it believes in a light touch when it comes to censorship, that only if absolutely necessary should they walk in and censor your ability to offer your expressed opinion about anything going on in the world, be it food, automobiles, animals, me, you, John Bird, the birds, whether it be like Chirp Chirp or the band, the weight, back to John Bird, his weight, whatever, politics, the Capitol, a capital P, what? I mean, anything. You can talk about anything you want. What you can't do, certain things with regard to the incitement of violence and whatnot, and that gets me back to what a previous caller brought up that I want to address. So there's been much news over the last 24 hours about our parent company, Cumulus. We are owned by Cumulus Media. Talk 99.5 is. Jox is. And I can tell you that I've never been told directly, ever, what subjects to bring up, what subjects not to bring up, with very few exceptions. One involves personnel. If there is a move that is happening, perhaps someone's being unfortunately let go or someone's being brought on board, we are expected to understand that that is private until the company locally or nationally makes the decision that they're going to let everyone know about it. You understand that most businesses operate in that fashion. But more specific to what happened last Wednesday, I am not only the morning show host of Talk 99.5, I'm also the program director. And as program director, this memo that has been talked about on this garbage network CNN and in this garbage newspaper, Washington Post, and in this garbage newspaper, the New York Times, you understand that these are organizations that are looking for every opportunity to pit us against one another. And that's not an excuse. That is a fact. And they look at this memo that was sent out by one of our vice presidents of programming. They look at this internal memo as an opportunity to pit you against me, or to pit you against Leland, or to pit you against Richard, or to pit you against Mark Levin or Ben Shapiro or anyone else that works for Cumulus Media, because what they pretended yesterday was we don't get to talk about anything unless they tell us to, that we get all of our marching orders from some muckety-muck on high. That's not true. Not even close. Once again, I've never been told specifically by anyone what to discuss or what not to discuss on these airwaves. Now, what was said in this memo, there was an expectation of a recognition that there would be a peaceful transition. That was my takeaway. I'm paraphrasing. Regarding Joe Biden being sworn in as the next president, and that any discussion about, oh no, that's never going to happen, is non-productive, based on what's going on in the Capitol, at the Capitol. All right? That was one thing. And there was no specific direction or directive involved in that. It was just that it is not productive, and there will be a peaceful transition of power. Good. Secondarily, there was a reminder within the memo, and I think I'm free to say this. I haven't asked anybody. I haven't asked anybody to talk about this, yet I'm talking about it. Imagine that. The main thrust of the internal document was simple. There is lawlessness going on in Washington, D.C., and many people who are Trump supporters, many people who aren't Trump, I mean, there are many, many people that turn their attention to talk radio during these times. And the reminder was that we have an obligation, like every other American has an obligation, not to say anything that would incite violence directly, that would incite riots. Well, we all have that obligation. Now, here's what I thought of it. This may get me into trouble. I don't care. It's the truth. I thought it was unnecessary to send this memo out because every talk show host that I know understands that we have a particular responsibility that while we may be forceful in our language and in our beliefs and in our opinions, and that I might believe with my heart of hearts that if each legal vote were cast and counted, that Donald Trump won, and I do, that I might believe that all of this is wrong and the world has gone to hell, that I do have an obligation and a sense of responsibility, and obviously I would never do or say anything that would wind people up to the point that they would want to take up arms or whatever. Would never do it. No host I know would ever do it. We take our responsibilities very seriously. That said, I thought it was unnecessary. It was a way of someone in our offices reminding us of what we already knew, not telling us what to say. And so the mainstream media leaks this out as if we get our marching orders from someone behind a curtain somewhere. They're doing this to divide us. And I hope it doesn't work. I have been engaged in talk radio for 20 full years, almost 21 years. Well, no, I'm sorry. 21 years. Hard to believe, almost. First three of which were in Montgomery, WACV, owned by then Blue Water Broadcasting. I worked for another organization when I first came to Birmingham, Alabama, moved over to Citadel Broadcasting, which was eventually absorbed by Cumulus. I've never been directed what to say. I've never been directed. Probably if I'd have gotten some of that direction in my past, I would be more successful than I am now. Let's be honest. Because me, left to my own devices, I'm an insane person. I'm all over the place. I kid. That said, were I in a position where I were told, and I'm just telling you how it is, folks, were I in a position where I were told to say something that went against my core convictions or conscience, I wouldn't do it. Just wouldn't. And so, back to the original point. I said after November 3rd that something went on. I was actually chided by many of you for using terms like shenanigans, or there's been some shady dealings. I even said fraud. Never believed Sidney Powell or Lynn Wood. Said I needed to see evidence. Needed to see evidence. And now I've seen evidence. And I've seen evidence that states did not do what states said they should do. I've seen evidence that states violated their own state legislatures, and unfortunately, the judges in those states upheld those violations. I've seen examples of voter fraud like you see in any election, maybe a little bit more so in this one. And I've seen a hell of a lot of exploitation and mail-in balloting, and there's a lot of that going on. And I believe that's what cost Donald Trump the election. I still maintain that had only legally cast ballots been counted, Donald Trump would have won. And I hope that answers your question, John, and all of your questions about that. Don't let the mainstream media do to you and to me what they've been doing to Donald Trump for the last 4 years. John is in Vestavia. John, good morning.
Good morning. Matt?
Yes, sir. Hey, John.
Good morning. I wanted to make a quick comment. For years, I believe what you were just saying. I'd never heard specifically talk show hosts were screened. However, I do believe that CNN screened their talk show hosts, or whatever they call them, anchors. Most certainly Washington Post and New York Times. It's almost like the kettle calling the pot black, so to speak. So.
Well, I mean, let's be clear. We work at the pleasure of Cumulus Media. This company is owned. I mean, Cumulus Media owns this radio station. And so if they decided that Matt Murphy did not best reflect what they wanted, they could fire me. That's the way that the free market works. But talk radio generates a lot of audience. We have a great conversation that goes on. We have a great public square and a lot of when you have a gathering of people, how oftentimes food trucks will show up. You know, like you have a physical gathering of people, maybe a baseball game or just people gathering together at a public square food truck. Well, we gather together on a daily basis and advertisers show up as a result. So we make the company a good bit of money and we're glad for that. And
that's the capital system.
That's capitalism, right? And so while Cumulus doesn't agree with everything that I talk about on a day-to-day basis, obviously, these are not policies of Cumulus. They understand how the free market works, and they understand how the First Amendment works. It's as simple as that.
If you could take a view from the past, so to speak, there was a show, liberal, so to speak, on the radio for All America or something like that. That did not work because people did not want it.
Yes, Air America, despite the fact that it was pumped full of money over and over and over again by leftist entrepreneurs that just desperately wanted a liberal alternative to mean-spirited libertarian or conservative talk radio. It never worked. Never worked.
Al Gore was one of the leaders. I've said what I had to say, and I really appreciate what you said. I've thought that for years. You could take a quick example of what you just said on the air. Rush Limbaugh.
My man.
Amen. Thank you.
Hey. Did John mention my name? I'd love to be back on the radio. I'm relevant again. Big Green Deal came from me, invented the internet. I put it in a lockbox and waited until somebody opened it. John is next in Pelham. Hey, John.
Well, this isn't John. This is Tom.
Well, it said John. You know, you can't get Tom. You can't get good help these days. This is my man from Royal Betting. What is up, man?
Well, I had something I would want to discuss with you this morning. I've been studying and trying to figure out some of these things that the liberal media and just liberals in general that are in charge think of their constituents. I believe they don't look at us as citizens. They look at us as subjects. And the reason they allow illegal immigration and all the other things is that provides them more subjects to do their bidding. What are your thoughts?
I agree wholeheartedly. They also look at illegal individuals in the United States of America as opportunity to secure more power through votes and therefore subjugate. Because the more power they get, the more ability they have to subjugate the citizens and turn citizens into, well, subjects. I think you're right on it.
I don't think they care if they become citizens, to be blunt. I think they just, you know, if they're here, it gives them more people to tell what to do and how to do it. And all you can do is look at what they've done even during the election. You've got Pelosi getting her hair done. You got the mayor of New York dancing on New Year's Eve in the middle of New York City when they shut it down for everybody else.
Well, Tom, you've been following.
Of course, you've got numerous other examples of that.
And you've been following politics for long enough. You know that leftists have long abided by the philosophy, do as I say, not as I do, and I'm more important than you. They truly believe. they, along with the Hollywood elitists, I mean, a great example, and it's one of the reasons that it's the most often repeated example, is that of the Second Amendment and our ability to protect ourselves, our homes, and our families. They claim that we ought not have the right to protect ourselves with a firearm, while simultaneously they enjoy the ability not to have a firearm because they have people that they've hired that do to protect them. Makes no sense. Makes no sense. I mean, do as I say, but not as I do, because I am a more important person than you.
Well, with all the new regulations that they're getting ready to bring down on us, or they're going to try to bring down on us, it's just another way of us being their subjects.
Tom, you keep your head up over there at Royal Betting, my friend. You are what makes America go. Hey, by the way, since I have you on the phone, I've been meaning to call you and ask you something.
Yeah.
How many years have you been over there?
Well, I've been doing this for 33 and a half years. I tell folks that when I started, I had hair. I had color in my hair. I didn't have a bubble in the middle.
Were you as skinny as TJ?
Well, I actually was skinnier.
Well, you're pretty skinny then.
and then I started eating ginger food, and of course, the rest is history.
I get it. I'm right there with you. Well, hey, I'll come see you soon.
Okay.
All right.
Great talking.
Yeah, man. There's Tom with Royal Betting. Great sponsor of the show and a great guy besides. And has been invested in and immersed in politics for a long time locally. 19 after the hour, got to go. Back in a moment. Oh, by the way, before I go, Buckets Away Waterproofing? Come on now. Buckets Away Waterproofing can get it done. They come into your house. They look at your situation. They give you a free estimate. They charge you less than the other guys, and they make it happen, and they don't have to dig up your lawn to do it. Buckets Away Waterproofing. Randy and Brandon, local options to solve your water issue. Encapsulation, waterproofing, they get it done. With Buckets Away Waterproofing. Here's the number. Write it down. 222-6443. 222-6443. You don't look at Brandon in the face because you want to. You do because you have to. And if you have, I'm just saying. And if you have to, look him in the face and he'll give you that great quote. 222-6443 for Buckets Away. Talk 99.5. Yes, 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 indeed. We continue. 23 after. As promised, I'll jump on the phones and get to you. I got Chase, who's been holding. Let's see if we can slip Chase in here. Chase, what's going on? You've reached Matt Murphy and Talk 99.5. What's up?
Hey, Matt. How you doing? First off, I want to say you got all of you guys at Talk 99.5 do a great job just getting information out there. And honestly, even with as depressing as these past couple of weeks have been with the election and everything, you've actually, in a way, kind of at least somewhat helped keep my spirits up. But, you know, I just want to touch on just a couple of things. I'll try to get into them really quick. One of them is, number one, I think what happened at the Capitol last week, it shines a bad light on conservatives. And, you know, and I get people frustrated. I'm frustrated because, like, I had people assault me because I supported President Trump.
Hey, Chase, you've held too long to rush you, so I'm going to put you on hold. And you will be first up, and we'll finish up. And then El Presidente Cornbread making an appearance in 2021 with Matt Murphy and Talk 99.5. It says he has a Matt Murphy headache.
Don't we all?
If President Cornbread has hung up, you're fired, John Byrd. I'm telling you, I'm not going to put up with this anymore.
I had to go to the bathroom.
9:33, good morning. Hey, turn this up. Man, I miss Charlie Daniels.
God bless America again. And you never did think that it ever would happen again. In America, did you never did think that we'd ever get together again? We're damn sure you're walking real proud.
Yeah, we need this back. Had it for a hot minute. About to lose it on the 20th, but oh well. For a lot of us. Let's see. We'll get it back again. 9:33. I still believe in the United States of America. Charlie Daniels, were he alive, would still believe in the United States of America. And Benghazi ain't going away, as Charlie would say. 545-9950, 545-9950. As promised, we'll get back to your calls. And Chris Molesky joins us on the line to talk about hometown lenders for just a moment. Always good to catch up with Chris, and always good to save people money. And, you know, these conversations are not for us, although we enjoy them, Chris. I hope you do.
Sure. Oh, I always do. And listen, you're right. These conversations are not for us. They are enjoyable. But what I really want your listeners to understand is the amount of money that can be saved right now. And I wish when they would call, when they'd go to the, I wish we could do a chat online to show them just some of the testimonials that we've had from some of your listeners, with one as great as saving $1,500 a month, which is still, to me, just an amazing amount of money to save. But even more importantly in that, they were kind of okay with everything. Their budget was okay. But now it's even better because they're just saving $1,500 a month, and that can be put back to savings. That can be put toward retirement. That can be put toward whatever is imminent right now. And that's the kind of thing that happens to people each and every day if they'll just go to savewith995.com, start there, and let us see the potential of saving you money, because we know the horizon's going to shift at some point, and we know those rates are going to start going up, and I want people to take advantage of that right now when it's at its best.
Well, and here's the dealio, friend. You know that these financial institutions don't like uncertainty, and who knows what comes in the spring with a new president, a new administration, a new Congress. Need to take advantage of this now and get those rates locked in right now.
Absolutely. And if you're looking to do it down the road, you're thinking, I'll see that some other time, go ahead and start it now. It's an easy process. We will do all the heavy lifting. We'll carry the burden. Just give hometown that opportunity, and let's look to save you money. My goodness gracious, next couple of weeks, not have a payment maybe till March or April, which would be great.
That's great stuff. No, it would be great. That's excellent stuff. Chris Molesky, Hometown Lenders, joining us for a few moments. That website, again, is savewithmattandani.com. That's savewithmattandani.com. I say Save with Matt and Ani because that's the one we always did. I think that's still active. We've now changed that over to savewith995.com. Savewith995.com. Go there. Find out how they can assist you through Hometown Lenders. And thank Chris Molesky for me. All right, Chase, I wanted you a chance to finish up, my friend. How are you?
Oh,
you
I'm
there?
Doing great,
okay,
Matt.
Good.
Thank you.
Very
for. Good. Yeah, I'm here. Yeah. Yeah, thank you for holding me over. No, what I was getting at was, one of my friends had a really good analogy for like social media. It's like when you post your view out there, it's like painting a bullseye on you and then handing your enemies a loaded gun. And, you know, it sucks that, you know, like you said earlier, like there seems to be a different set of rules for liberals and a different set of rules for conservatives. And, you know, and I know a lot of conservatives, me included, are just frustrated that it's like, okay, they can, you know, Democrats can pretty much get away with anything, including murder, but we, you know, we basically get a misdemeanor and it has to get blown way out of proportion. And, you know, now, and I'll go ahead and say one thing. I don't condone violence. I think violence is horrible. I mean, I was even in the military and I was never a big fan of, you know, fighting should always be a very dead last resort unless there's absolutely no other option. And like you said, there are plenty of other options, you know, that we can still do to, you know, bring this country back. Cause I'm like you, I still believe in America. I still believe in the spirit of America. And, even though I never like grew up during the Reagan era, you know, I still believe that there are more people who still believe in that type of America than what's going on right now. I do believe fraud happens, and I do believe that we have a lot of corruption, and it is not just the Democrats. There's even Republicans that are corrupt, but they're just really, maybe just really good at hiding it.
Well, I mean, you look at what's happened since all legal avenues have been exhausted. You bring up the Republicans, and I think it's an excellent point. And everything yeah. you, just about everything you said, I agree with, Chase. That said, mm-hmm. I am sorely disappointed in the swamp critters along the likes of McConnell and some others. And I'm not saying that they should blindly agree with or follow Donald Trump, but once Donald Trump changed the dynamic in Washington, D.C. in a way that no president really in my lifetime, the only one close is Ronald Reagan, but no president in my lifetime has been able to change. And in doing so, he pissed a lot of people off. Now, a lot of those people were Republicans. And a lot of those Republicans felt like they had to go along with Trump because they had to. Well, and as soon as it became apparent that Donald Trump had, for the reasons that you just laid out, lost the election or at least would not be serving a second term, suddenly those Republicans turn against the man and, you know, they're willing to claim that he incited whatever despite the words that he said standing at the podium. It's ridiculous. It's the swamp acting like the swamp, and the swamp critters are showing their faces right now.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And, you know, another thing that gets me is, like, people who, which, and I've since then, I've deleted my Facebook account because, you know, look, as much as I hate it when liberals talk and spout their nonsense, they have that right. That's guaranteed in our Constitution. And I served in the military to protect those freedoms, and everybody's entitled to them. But what gets me is when people want to tell me that they don't understand why I would still support Trump when, you know, he said, oh, all dead military veterans are losers. I was trying to remember. I don't even remember him saying that. So
he didn't, by the way. It was a fabric. It was a lie.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I was like,
it was one of those anonymous sourced. It was not true.
Yeah, and so, but I mean, the thing is, you know, Matt, like I said, places, radio stations like y'all, because I'll be honest, like ever since the pandemic started, I really haven't watched the news, and I've honestly, most of my news I get is from y'all, and you know, I honestly, y'all literally. Talk 95 has been a better source of news than, honestly, even some of our local news stations. And y'all do such a fantastic job. And y'all, listen, hearing y'all still gives me hope for our future, because I was blessed a year ago with a little girl, and I do not want her growing up in a world where it's okay for, you know, for people to walk around, for grown men to think it's okay to have relations with young girls and stuff like that, or they're allowed to go into restrooms with them, because I'm like some of these other people that call in, I will beat the living tar out of somebody.
Yeah, you're right there.
My family. And so,
well, look, I get it. I appreciate the kind words. It's cool that you would call and let us know that. I mean, it is our duty on a day-to-day basis to try to present to you from the news perspective as fairly as we can what we believe the most important headlines of the day are. It is our duty as host to provide an entertainment. Look, first and foremost, we have to be entertaining. First and foremost, we have to keep you here. And the idea of breaking news and conversation and education and illumination, all of those come along with it. 545-9950, 545-9950. Gentlemen, you did not take me up on my advice during the holidays, and you did not buy a sparkly something for the loved one in your life. Well, the best New Year's resolution for 2021 is to grow closer to the one you love, to make those important relationships even stronger. One symbol of love that endures year after year, the diamond. For engagements or celebrating milestones, a birthday or whatnot, maybe an anniversary, nothing's a better symbol than a rare and precious stone, a diamond. It's the place to go. Diamonds Direct, of course, Cahaba Village. Diamonds Direct is the diamond powerhouse store. I've been telling you about them for over 10 years now. Nobody comes close. They upset the apple cart in the diamond buying business in Birmingham and around Alabama. It's a relaxed, it's a comfortable atmosphere. There's no pressure. Experts can guide you every single step of the way through the process. Diamonds Direct will be your destination for 2021, and I hope you do this sooner rather than later. Diamonds Direct, Mountain Brook in Cahaba Village. Get store hours and directions. See everything they have to offer at DiamondsDirect.com. That's DiamondsDirect.com. And please, when you stop by Diamonds Direct to find that one and only precious diamond for the loved one in your life, tell them Matt Murphy sent you to the old Double D, Diamonds Direct. 9:47. I'll jump back on the phones. Still no cornbread? Huh. Hey, cornbread. Bird's job's on the line. Birmingham Broker phone line, 545-9950.
Call, please.
545-9950. Hey, by the way, Alabama Professional Services, if you have a driveway and you've got cracks in it, and maybe those cracks have become like, you know, fissures or chasms, as it were. You know, mine had had a lot of cracks going on, and I had a lot of weight distribution unequal, meaning that some things were lower, some things were higher. I had cracks that were, you know, an inch or 2 inch. They had gotten that way off. And Roger came out with Alabama Professional Services, examined the situation, said, we got problems, and I got the solution, Poly-Level Lift. The Poly-Level Lift system is brand-new technology, just out for a few years, and it's incredible. They lift your driveway back into the proper position, they seal it up, and you're done. You don't have to replace the driveway. Previously, you have to replace the driveway. That saves you thousands of dollars. Thousands of dollars, if not tens of thousands. It's a lot of money. Alabama Professional Services. Pest control, lawn care, foundation, driveway. They get it done. APS, alabamaprofessional.com. Randy's next. Hey, Randy.
Hey, how are you, Matt?
Great, Randy. Hope you are.
Good. I've got a couple of questions for you, and just a simple yes or no answer. Do you believe Donald Trump is a typical politician?
No. No.
Okay. Okay. With that being said, do you believe President Trump has info that we never see?
Yes, all presidents do.
Okay. Do you believe that a lot of this info from the, or any info from this election has been heard by the courts?
Info that Trump has?
Yes, about stealing the elections.
I believe that if Donald Trump had direct information regarding stealing an election, if the court doesn't have it, then that's on Trump.
Right.
Right? I mean, Trump would naturally provide his attorneys with any information that would be consistent with his belief that he won the election.
Right, but the courts have turned it down over and over and over and over, right?
Well, yes, none of the cases that Donald Trump's attorneys brought were successful.
Okay, last question. Do you believe Donald Trump is a liar?
No.
Okay, then how can you buy into the swamp or deep state narrative that no votes were stolen through the Dominion servers?
When have I said that?
A while ago.
Oh, the Dominion server? Because Lynn Wood, Rudy Giuliani, and Sidney Powell, let me be real clear. Anyone that bought into this nonsense, you got led down a path by three liars. I'm sorry.
But
they said they had the evidence, man. They said they were going to present it in court, and they didn't, Randy.
But they have tried.
No, they haven't. They haven't. Then present it to the American people. And they haven't done that either. And they're being sued. Dominion asked for discovery. Randy, you know that, right? Dominion asked that the attorneys for Donald Trump challenge them on discovery so that they could present that. That's why they... I don't mean to be... Look, I understand that a lot of people bought into this, and I understand that me saying this makes people believe that I don't think that Trump won. I do think that Trump won from a standpoint of if only legal and legitimate votes were counted, Trump would have had more votes than Joe Biden. That said, there is no evidence that has been presented to me or publicly that there was a flip in voting machines and that the voting machines were rigged in a software or hardware perspective in order to flip votes that were Trump to Biden. There haven't been. And I know you want that, but it's not there. And if Donald Trump had it, why don't we have it?
But Trump has never, ever lied to us that we know of. And he has said that this was done. He says he has proof, and I have to believe he does.
Then why doesn't he present it?
I'm sure.
I've never heard Donald Trump say he had proof either. I've heard Sidney Powell and Lynn Wood and some other people say that they did.
I'm sure that this will come out. But I believe if he says that, I have to believe it.
Well, if they have proof and they haven't gotten it into a court, isn't that on them?
Not necessarily.
All you have to do is publicly present it. I mean, what do you mean not necessarily?
How many courts have turned this down?
He's the president of the United States. Present it to the public.
I believe he will.
When? It's too late. Randy, you just you're blindly believing in something that doesn't exist. And I, no disrespect to you, but they keep telling us tomorrow, tomorrow, tomorrow. And I finally got to a point where I got a belly full of it. You know, I got a belly full of them telling me something that wasn't true. And I got mad at them. And I think eventually you will, too. Not at Trump, but at others who told Trump. They've told Trump that they had it and Trump believed it. That's why Trump repeats it. He trusts them, unfortunately. I do not believe they have it. I do believe that it was taken a different way. And I've made my I've made my position on how I believe it was taken clear. But I love you. I do. I love you dearly. I think that we're barking up the wrong tree when we're barking up the Wood Powell tree.
Well, I just don't know how you can say that you believe he's a truthful person.
Because Trump, understand that, Randy, think for a second. Donald Trump believes what he's saying, but because he believes Sidney Powell and Lynn Wood, who are liars. They told us that they would present evidence publicly, and they have not done it, man.
Okay.
Is that not a liar? Tell me, is Lynn Wood a liar?
Until I have evidence.
You asked me a direct question. I'll ask you one. Has Lynn Wood lied to the American people?
I don't think he has.
Has Sidney Powell lied to the American people?
There is no proof that she has.
They both said they would present evidence in a court of law that Dominion flipped votes, and they didn't do it.
Just buying into the deep state narrative.
You know what? That's fine. Make me the enemy, okay? If you make me I'm just telling you that if you want to buy into that's fine. This is part of the reason that Donald Trump will not serve a second term because of people like Lynn Wood and Sidney Powell, but not you, Randy. I love you to death. I don't mean to be exacerbated with you, but they told us that there was evidence and there wasn't. I believed them then. I do not now. It is simple as that. Love you long time. News and Views up next.